In this bulletin, more than 2,000 homes have been destroyed or damaged by the New South Wales bushfires. Authorities warn that bushfire smoke covering Melbourne may last for days. And New Zealand batsman Tom Latham laments his side's lacklustre performance in the Trans-Tasman series against Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service has confirmed more than 1,500 homes have been destroyed in the state so far this fire season. The figure is expected to rise as authorities continue to visit fire grounds. And the Insurance Council of Australia estimates the damage bill from bushfires across the country since September is $700 million. Milder conditions today are providing a short break for firefighters in New South Wales and Victoria, but conditions are expected to worsen towards the end of the week. The Snowy Hydro 2.0 scheme is facing another setback after bushfires affected the project. The operational location for Snowy Hydro has lost more than half of its homes. The fire also hit a remote part of the Kosciuszko National Park that's the site of the project. Snowy Hydro's CEO Paul Broad says he's anticipating a significant loss of heavy machinery and equipment. Smoke masks are in short supply in Melbourne, with the smoke haze expected to worsen on Thursday. The Bureau of Meteorology says that winds will pull the haze directly over the state, bringing smoke from East Gippsland and the northeast. The air quality in most parts of Melbourne has been upgraded to moderate or good, though the Yarra Valley and eastern Melbourne is still being rated as poor. Economist Ross Garnaut has expressed disappointment. His landmark climate change report, warning of longer fire seasons in 2020, didn't convince Australians to better mitigate the effects. The Garnaut Climate Change Review from 2008 predicted more intense fires this year, more days of extreme danger, and earlier starts to the bushfire season. Mr. Garnaut has told SBS News he's sad he failed to persuade Australia to play a global role in reducing the effects because the country had an opportunity to gain.
Australia will also be the biggest economic beneficiary of effective mitigation, effective global mitigation, because we have the best renewable energy resources.
A letter suggesting the United States would withdraw troops from Iraq has been labelled a mistake by the top United States general. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, told reporters that the letter was a leak from the US command in Baghdad. Instead, the US operation will reposition some of their forces throughout the region. General Milley says the letter was an unsigned draft that shouldn't have been sent out. A student from Indonesia has been jailed for at least 30 years in Britain after being convicted for 159 offences, including 136 rapes. 36-year-old Rehad Sinaga was found guilty across four separate trials of the charges, which were committed between January 2015 and May 2016. Prosecutor Ian Rushton described him as the most prolific rapist in British legal history. To cricket now, and New Zealand batsman Tom Latham says the side wasn't up to scratch in their series against Australia. New Zealand lost the series 3-0, with Australia recording three comprehensive victories over their trans-Tasman rivals. Latham says the side fell short of what they expected from themselves.
Yeah, it's obviously a disappointing result. I think there's no one disappointed than ourselves. You know, we came over here with some high expectations after some of the cricket we've been playing, but, you know, credit has to go to Australia the way that they've played throughout this series. They've been clinical in all three departments and put us under pressure for long periods of time, and unfortunately we haven't been able to put that pressure back on them. So, yeah, as I said, credit definitely has to go to them.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, similar conditions, 31 degrees. Smoke haze in Melbourne, 23. Hobart, cloudy, 23. Canberra, possible shower with smoke haze, 34. Wollongong, possible shower or storm, 29. Sydney, partly cloudy, 29 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions, 30. Brisbane, also partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 31 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.